This is Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic 1027.
It finally managed to push higher on Thursday. That's the JSE, with the Brexit turmoil putting pressure on markets in Europe, even as investor sentiment towards emerging markets was beginning to lift somewhat. The all-share closing just a quarter of a percent higher at 52,146 points, having been at least 0.2% lower at midday. The top 40 also up by a similar margin. General retailers seem to have added the highest amount there at 1.24%, with the food and drug retailers also up. Industrial 0.64% higher as well, so doing things on that front. Politics taking the reins on Thursday, with the market focus on the UK as uncertainty emerged over Prime Minister Theresa May's ability to push through a Brexit deal, of course, following the resignation of two cabinet ministers, prompting a 2% slide by the pound, and also then putting pressure on local stocks that have a significant presence in the United Kingdom. But here's a good mark: R14.17 for a US dollar, R16.07 for a euro, and R18.13 for a single British pound. Checking in on the Asian market, slightly mixed. The Nikkei index is sitting ever so slightly down at 21,791 points. The Shanghai Composite is 0.8% higher at 2,691 points. The Hang Seng is 0.2% up. That's 26,151. It's $1,215 a fine ounce for gold, platinum at $843 a fine ounce, and $67.38 a barrel for Brent crude.
This is Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic 1027.
To take us through what happened on the markets yesterday, and perhaps even look back at some of the most interesting news, as Gary Boyson is a portfolio manager at Rand Swiss. Gary, thanks so much for your time. Your assessment of yesterday's market performance?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, looking at yesterday, I mean, as Arabile was saying, I mean, we had big movements in the currency market, obviously, especially around the sterling crosses, and that was very much on the Brexit announcement. Our local market did okay though, and that was, I think, still coming feeding in from the optimism of Tencent results the week before. So we got a little bit of a lift in industrials, slowly seeing Naspers clawing its way back up. We had obviously some results out of Mediclinic. They were under pressure. Richemont continues to slide as well, which is also quite a heavyweight in the index. And that's, again, that was on results last week that didn't meet expectations. We're also seeing, a slight pessimism around the retail sector locally as well. We had Woolies results out. So a lot going on. Markets starting to focus on underlying stock movements again, rather than this general risk-off sentiment that we've seen, where we've seen a huge correlation between the different sectors as well as the different counters, and the market not really focusing on fundamentals.
And on specific corporate news, which one did you find either very interesting, either on a in a good way or bad way?
Well, I think Woolies was certainly interesting. So everyone's kind of got that focus on David Jones and looking at Australia and thinking that this is the big mistake that the company has made. But yeah, David Jones actually managed to pull a positive print. So we saw sales up there for the 20 weeks, 2.4%. On the other hand, food also did fairly well. So you look at food up about 7.2%. But what really held it back again was the South African fashion, beauty, and home. And that's, I think, I was watching on Twitter, and the huge abuse Woolies was taking for its apparel selection this year is just insane. I don't know how the listeners feel, but that stock under a little bit of pressure after that trading update. And I think speaking to the difficulty of being a retailer in South Africa.
Very interesting. Arabile has been slacking on his Chuckles index. So yesterday, the Woolies share closed at R53.53. Packet of Chuckles, R54.99. Are you going to update this thing, or are you still not tracking it?
Look, fact of the matter is, it's almost seeming pointless now, because it still sucks both ways. I still look at Chuckles and I just think, you know, the sweet gratification might just be a little better. Still might be a whole lot better. So until things change on that front, until they change the formula for Chuckles like they did for soft drinks, I'm staying with Chuckles.
All right. Another company that came out with numbers was Investec. And I remember we spoke about it a week ago, or not even a week ago, a month ago, where Gary had a poll and he asked, would you rather be an Investec shareholder or work for Investec? And I can't remember what the third option was. Did you like Investec's numbers? Did you get a chance to glance at them?
Yeah, I haven't had a time to go through them in detail, but again, yeah, I saw some of the commentary around it, and I think Investec also suffering just because of its exposure to the UK. So I mean, that UK story, I think, also weighing on the share price. But again, yeah, so it was the three, I suppose, the three different pools of value that you can have. So work for Investec, own its shares, or become an Investec client. And it was the poll was overwhelming that you want to work for Investec. So again, I think the issue around, you know, a lot of banks and a lot of listed companies, I think it's one of the issues around South African corporate governments especially, is the amount of value that is being released to shareholders and the lack of, I suppose, coverage from analysts as well. So it's interesting, but yeah, again, you kind of look at a company like Investec, and you've got to be concerned kind of around the exposure to the UK.
Does it then concern you that perhaps when you look at the specialist banking side, you've got you have Discovery now probably, and a number of other small niche players getting ready to chip away at Investec's target market? Does that concern you a little bit, or do you think that everybody's going to be able to at least up their game and be competitive, and it's about who wins at the end of the day?
I think it depends what hat you're wearing. So I think as a consumer, I'm very excited about new entrants to the banking market, because it breeds competition, and it'll certainly, you know, even if the likes of Investec doesn't lose huge market share to something like Discovery, it will force Investec to create a better product offering. Prices will be better for consumers. Looking at it from a shareholder point of view, you know, I'd argue if you look at the number of banking licenses that have been issued in South Africa now, banking, you know, across the globe, it is a natural monopoly to an extent. Mm. There are huge economies of scale to banking as well. So you've got to question whether the South African market warrants the number of banks that we have, when our banks are incredibly small compared to international standards as well. So it's the same as, you know, kind of looking at our exchange and the multiple exchanges that are opening up now. You've got to like think, is this market the size that can actually justify this? Again, banking a little bit different from markets as well, in that you know, with the rise of fintech and what you can achieve you know, through digital implementation, it's an exciting space, and I think the smaller players do also have a lot to contribute. So I definitely going to be watching the rollout and what happens with interest.
One piece of news from perhaps the week that was that put a smile on your face?
Oh, I think probably lower oil prices. So the oil prices continue to slide, which is, you know, unless you're a Sasol shareholder or an ExxonMobil or a Schlumberger shareholder, it's incredibly good news for most most people that own stocks, because this will significantly reduce the input costs into a lot of companies, and you know, it acts as a natural stimulus to the market as well. You know, looking at it, you know, just the average consumer, your petrol price, you know, hike that was going to come through in December looks like it could be cut up to $1.50 a litre, which is great. And this, I suppose, that the slide, you know, it does put a smile on my face, but at the same time, it is coming on the back of fears of the lack of growth in global demand. So there's two sides to the coin as well. But I think certainly, you know, I think most consumers will be looking at this as some welcome relief.
All right. Gary Boyson from Rand Swiss is still with us throughout the show.